they'll follow star. Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. I feel so blessed to be able to be on this radio station and share these messages, which I consider biblical truth, not my opinion. I also consider them historical fact, and I welcome you all to look at them yourself. The topic today is going to be the truth about Christmas, and where did we ever get to where we got on this topic? Because there's so many people that are believing and doing things around this time of year that have nothing to do with the Bible. And if you call yourself a Christian or a believer or a follower of God and you're doing something in the opposite direction, what is the physical application of what you are doing? Are there consequences for kind of talking about out two sides of your mouth, saying you believe one thing and you want one thing, but then going to do exactly what the scriptures talk against? Now, I do believe joy is one of the principal goals of scripture and of our Creator giving us a second chance and setting us free by giving us the gift of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, to take place for our sins so we could be set free and go out and live a holy life. Because when our Creator did that, He didn't just leave us with nothing. He left us with a book, a Bible, how to live, a history book that talks about the past, present, and future. And if you had a book that could tell you the past, present, and future, you would be rich, you would be joyful, you'd be happy, because you would know everything. You know how to prevent things, you would know how to cure things, you would know how to deal with things, because it'd be in the book. But there's one thing you would have to do for that to take place. You'd have to follow what the book says. And I wouldn't recommend you following a book given to you by some magical character or some evil character, because their agenda is evil things. But if we have a wonderful Creator, which we do, who's let his Son, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, die for us so we can be set free from death row and have another chance at life. And He was going to leave us with a book on how to live, and what happened in the past, and what's going on now, and what will happen in the future. The one who created us and knew us in the womb before we were even born, who knows every hair on our head, whose agenda is for us to experience joy, true joy, who wants us to store treasures up in heaven and not worry about the man-made fears of this world. I'd suggest we listen to that book over some books that might steam is attractive to us right now, but lead us to a very scary place, folks. And with all that, and we think about the history of certain things, I am just calling people, I'm calling Christians, I'm calling everyone, please look at the history of something before you decide to make it part of your life. Is that too much to ask anyone? For your own life, for your own protection, look at the history of something before you decide you are going to do certain things. Don't just blindly do them and take it for granted that it's going to bless you or you're going to be okay or there's nothing wrong with something. You know, we can argue about the future. We can disagree about the present. But the past has already happened. The history is there. And the history is clear on many things. So we have the history of how Christmas started and how all these things started. And when we do the lesson, it's not what people think it is. And people say, well, I see what you're saying, but I'm not doing anything pagan about Christmas. I'm not partaking in anything that's evil. I just want to celebrate the birth of our Messiah. And that's what people are saying. But that is not what Christmas is about. And people might have made it about that, and some people still might hold to that, but I'm here to give you the truth about Christmas. Because when it comes down to people saying we are just celebrating the birthday of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, or they're just keeping this day to remember Him, why of all days on the calendar would you pick this day? And that's not me, you know, trying to trick you into an answer. That's an honest question. Why would you pick December 25th? And you might say, because my calendar says that's the day, or because that's the day everyone else does it. As a believer, one of the main principles of the Bible is not to do something just because everyone else is doing it, especially if it goes against the Word. But as I say often, we've gotten away from the principles of Scripture, and we follow instead the traditions of man. And that's what happened. Now, not all traditions are bad traditions, but when the traditions completely go against what the Bible says, what the Word of our Creator says, then we have an issue. Then something is wrong. And we need to make a choice. And the great thing is we have a choice. Or maybe it isn't great because people are making the wrong choice. So, celebrating Christmas or other days, that first of all, we look at where these days came from. So let's just think about that from a second. Because, the Bible talks clearly about not doing things or saying things and not following through on things. As it says in Matthew 15:8, the people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And there's a lot of deception going on. I'm not saying people's hearts are not, in the right place always, but there's another scripture in James 4:17 that says to know good and not do it to him it is sin. So if you didn't know something, yes, there are still consequences for you living a certain way, but once you find it out and what you choose is a whole nother story. And I'm going to just tell you about Christmas and where it came from. So where did Christmas come from? Well, first, people claim that it's the birthday of our Messiah. And that is absolutely not true. And there are many Christians that know it and still decide to do it because everyone else is doing it. Our Messiah was born during the Feast of Tabernacles, sometimes in September, according to biblical records. According to the Bible, he was born sometime in September, which was around the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as the appointed time of Sukkot in the scriptures, where every male over a certain age was called to go to Jerusalem, and there was a ton of people in Jerusalem at that time. And this is why when Yeshua went there was no room for him in the hotels or anywhere else, because it was filled with people that came from all over to celebrate the appointed feast time of Sukkot, Tabernacles. So that was sometime in September. So how do we get December 25th from December? Well, there's a lot of pagan roots connected to this, and a lot of times what people have done in the past, the Catholic Church specifically has done, is they found a very pagan holiday and tried to go against it with a biblical event. So, for example, there's all these pagan holidays that are coming up, like Easter, for example, is a pagan holiday. Or the birthday of Eustochius is a pagan holiday. So the Catholic Church tries to say, well, we'll just have this, make it a biblical day. More of a good practical example would be Halloween, because that's what's taking place right now. We know Halloween is a very evil, wicked, pagan day. But what the church has done is decided, let's call it a harvest festival. So we have something to do to go against this evil, wicked day, and we'll call it a harvest festival. So now you have a whole bunch of churches pretty much celebrating Halloween, but just changing the name around. And what December 25th truly is the birthday of Tammuz. And it's a pagan god. And the church has tried to say, well, we'll just try to come up with a holiday against that. So they've taken one of the pagan idols that are worshipped the most by people. And then they tried to look at the true Messiah, the one that should be followed by every person. And they tried to make them both on the same day. And this is a day that we need to be aware of the history and what's taking place, and not distract us away from the true things that have happened on this day. So, people very well likely might be celebrating the birth of Yeshua on this day. There's far and few between these days, because now it's just become a Hallmark holiday and people aren't doing that. But I have a list of how far agendas can go to make people do things. I call it the dumbest list ever, But it's just a list in my mind of things people do that just does make no sense, but people follow these things. I mean, I'll give you an example. Lighting explosives. Taking a chance on blowing off your arm, lighting explosives, so you can see something blow up in the sky. Spending your money on doing that. I mean, where do these ideas come from? And why would we do something like that? Now, so let's get to Christmas, the dumbest list ever, the Christmas thing. First, we'll look at Christmas lights. It's bad enough our electric bill is big enough, but now we're going to just decorate our house with a whole bunch of lights that freeze, and when we're going to put these lights up just to make our house look beautiful for 2 weeks out of the year. And it makes no sense. At least now, you know, I go to the store and they have a new thing, which is pretty interesting. You know, it's like a one little light, and it shines a whole bunch of little lights on the house. At least you don't have to stand out there for hours putting up all these different lights. But really, Christmas lights. I mean, if you like the way it looks, have them up all year. If you think that it's for beauty. But there's nothing about lights that make anything so... It has nothing to do with the birth of our Messiah. So, let's look at another thing that is probably at the top of my dumbest things people do list ever. And that has to be with going outside of your house and cutting down a tree and bringing it in your house. Really? I mean, what... You're going, it's like backwards. Normally, we should have things growing outside in our yards and in our front patio of yards and stuff, and plants. And, you know, I'm all for growing plants in a house, but cutting a tree from outside and bringing it inside your house? And you mean people are paying to do this? To buy a tree, a dead tree, or a tree that's going to be dead real soon, and to put it in your house? And then to put Christmas lights on top of it? So that's what people are doing. So basically, the scriptures talk about what happens when somebody dies and how we're to remember them and so on. But when it comes to birthdays and the birth of certain things, there's no things like this mentioned in the Bible. And if they are to remember how old somebody is one thing. But to make a celebration out of something the Bible says not to do. To do it by doing these things like bringing a tree in your house, which the Bible, by the way, says not to do in Jeremiah 31. It says don't do it. And I'm not the Grinch that stole Christmas. I'm not trying to be that. I'm trying to be like the person that's going to give you joy for seeing the truth in this. You know? So I mean, if you want to honor our Creator for the Messiah who died for us and set us free, instead of continuing in pagan practices and following the masses of just making this a Hallmark holiday, why don't you go and try making a promise that you'll start following our Creator and start doing the things that He asked us to do and to live the way He told us to live. So instead of spending all night in front of a tree inside your house with your children, your family, and opening up gifts and all this stuff, why don't you spend all night in your house in front of a Bible and start reading the Ten Commandments and remind yourself of them or any of the commandments and go over them and say, well, children and to our family, did we do this year? Are we going to do this next year? You know, we have a Messiah, somebody who literally was beaten and died for us so we wouldn't forget these things. Where it says in the scriptures, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have forgotten me, I will forget you. Because you have rejected my word, I will reject you for being priest for me. Not only will you suffer, but your children will suffer, as it says in the scriptures. So wouldn't it make a wiser idea, instead of sitting in front of a tree, which the Bible says in Jeremiah not to do, is bring a tree in your house, and opening gifts and presents, which is just, you know, against the whole principle of just gathering all these different things and just spending our hard-earned money on presents that people are probably going to throw out 2 weeks later. Doesn't it make more sense to sit in as a family, probably for the only time of the year people are going to do this in many families, and open up the word of our Creator, of the Messiah who He gave to us so we can be set free again, and start...
Come out of the world. Listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org. Jesus, Jesus.
the tree before my spirit falls again. Feel of the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. All in me, little Christmas, bright the stirring minute, candles in the window, carols at the stake.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Although I was going to retire on that because it was a bobblehead of Trump.
maybe signed by the man himself.
I could sell it on eBay or something.
We're going to glue it back for you.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. So what were we saying, though, that was more important? It's about something. Who knows?
Well, you know, we're just don't wrap up your identity and the things of the world. And sometimes we can idolize what would be godly things, you know, family and those things. But we don't, even the church, I mean, some people say, I have to idolize my pastor more than King Jesus. And I have to say, no, there's only one mediator between God and man. That's Christ Jesus.
I remember when that guy on TV, I won't even remember his name, but this is about 30 years ago. My friend got born again gloriously about 6 months after me, my friend David. We're lifetime friends. Jimmy Swaggart. Mm-hmm. So when Jimmy Swaggart fell with his sin with prostitutes or whatever, he was angry because this guy that he looked up to, and it was a rude lesson. Jimmy Swaggart's not your God. Jimmy Swaggart's not Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. So in other words, King David said, cursed is the man that makes man his trust. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. I tell everybody, I said, even if I come up to you, I tell you something, even if I was your pastor or your vendor, whatever, No. You have a personal relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Follow this, because he speaks to you through his spirit and peace, right?
And his word. Yeah.
Now, somebody can suggest and confirm. You might say, hey, Red, I've been thinking about you. I get this feeling that maybe you might consider this. And I go, well, no, that's not for me. Or I go, wow, that's funny you should say that, because that fits right in line with what I've been thinking. You confirmed it, because the Bible does say, out of the mouth of two witnesses or more, a thing is established. You know, like if somebody came in here and she gets a bad vibe about, I find this out with Barbara, my wife, you know, if somebody get a bad vibe and you get a bad vibe, listen to that. Out of the mouths of two more witnesses, you're being warned.
John 20? was binding and loosening, and then there's Matthew 18. But it's what you establish now is something that's already has been established. You got to look at the Greek on that. This is, I can get two people to agree on some random idea in cahoots to then say, well, that was because the Lord made it happen. Are you sure? Now, there's truth about how we want to come up with a testimony of what was said or done, and the whole purpose of Matthew 18 is to restore a person back into the fellowship of believers.
What about the Tower of Babel? There was nothing, they were all of one language, there was nothing they could not do, so God had to separate us all from having the same language, otherwise there was nothing they could not do. Unification.
Yeah.
So, and that can be either good or evil.
Right, and in that story, they tried to be God themselves.
And earn their way to God. I mean, it's just the natural son of man.
And that's why I had to separate
them. How tall was this tower? I mean, all the ziggurats that I've heard of are, you know, 5-6 stories high, you know. So, it's just, I would like to know how tall was the Tower of Babel, because I don't think it would be anywhere close to getting to heaven.
It's all wild ride. Yeah. It's like the Sabbath. I mean, the Jews came along, they learned about the Sabbath, they wanted to honor God. But on Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me, there was Saturday for the Jews, Sabbath, they were not allowed to leave your land. Well, they would fill their pockets with pebbles from their land, and then they would throw a pebble and technically step on it.
Yeah.
They throw another pebble, and they could go into town that way. Like, you're going to fool God. I got you. I got you on a technicality. I was on my own land. This is God. And then Jesus comes along and says, hold on. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man.
I'd love to make a trip to Israel. It's something that I'd love to do. But I was told something about you go over there, and on the Sabbath day, the elevators are programmed to stop at every level. Ovens are programmed to turn on at a certain hour of the day. That way, on Saturday, you're doing no work because you're not pressing a button. You're not turning something on. Yeah. That would be breaking a Sabbath law. And yet you can cook and get up to the fifth floor.
Man and religion. You know? They all want to think that they can earn. That's some way of earning your way.
Yeah.
Whereas Jesus said, no. Right. Forget it. It's finished. Yeah. I paid the price.
The finished work of Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to end this today, but I want to thank you for coming in. Now, if somebody wants to adopt, who do they get on the phone and call? Where do they go on their computer?
Well, first, I would say if it's been laid on your heart to help children in a unique way, get involved in foster care. The program's called
and Foster Care. Is what? Define it.
It is helping children that have been removed from their homes and to help
temporarily
to give them a safe place, to equip them, to love on them, and to hopefully reunify them with their families. And that's the benefit of foster care, is to care for children, to help them through traumatic moments. And every person, there's no one family, not even ours, we've all gone through hardships. And this is one way that we can help a family work through a hardship. And we need 20 more homes in Indian River County.
Right now.
And I wish every church in Indian River County would make 4Kids a part of their mission, just as a program to work with. Like, we all want to rally behind CareNet. I think 4Kids should be right up there with that. And to prevent kids entering into foster care. So 4Kids.com is their website, and they're 4Kids of the Treasure Coast. Joshua Waiter oversees the program up here. Michael Keene as well. Two faithful men. And if you want to talk about foster care, call Morningstar. I'll answer anytime you call the church. It goes to my cell phone, wherever I go.
What's the church number?
It's 772-562-6009. And you call that number.
562-6009.
Yeah, 772-562-6009. And if you go to morningstarvero.org, that's our website, but you call the church, you'll talk to me.
Yeah. And now, I hope you had off today. You didn't take off just to come in here, did you?
No, I had off today.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah. And if they go to the number four and then Kids of South Florida,
yes,
they can get in touch with 4Kids to be a foster parent or even help.
How did you two meet each other? Bible school or something?
Physics class
at FAU. Florida Atlantic University.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you know immediately? Did either one of you know immediately something's up here?
Actually, I did not know the Lord then. I was not.
I was Lord.
No.
Melissa brought you to the Lord?
I talked to her. I said, why would a good God ask Abraham to go kill his son Isaac? I said, that sounds awful.
Dang good question.
And she didn't give me an answer right up front. I mean, well, she said, well, it was a foreshadowing of what Christ was to do for us. But she got me plugged into a campus ministry at FAU, and it was the group of men there that started inviting me to go to church because I was curious, what's the Bible about? And one day in the middle of service, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, convicted me, and God's Word.